Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. This week we will be talking about jealousy and gossip. In the Access, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement here on the Carousel of Consciousness. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. Our topic this week is jealousy and gossip again. Jealousy is a distractor implant, and gossip is something that's got kind of a bad rap in this reality. And we want to kind of blast that out of the water and see if it's really the wrongness we've made it to be, or maybe it is. Lori's not on the line yet. Still waiting for her. The definition of gossip is casual or unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true. I don't like that definition because who's to say those things aren't true, because that sounds more like rumors than gossip. And then the verb version is to engage in such activities. When doing research for this call, I thought of the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And these quotes are from Psychology Today. The first agreement in Don's the Four Agreements is be impeccable with your word. In a sense, social constructivists are correct about words creating reality. We act on what we tell ourselves is real. We're not supposed to make ourselves talk negative or irrational chatter, so what kinds of words do you use when you describe your reality? Do you lie or say hurtful and poisonous things about yourself and others? This isn't healthy. To be impeccable with your word is to be truthful and to say things that have a positive influence on yourself and others. So does that feel like it's true to you? Yeah, it does actually to me. Lori's still not here. We're still waiting for her. So everything that phrase I just brought up destroying uncreated all right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And the next agreement by Don Miguel Ruiz is don't take anything personally. Sorry, having some technical difficulties. Trying to get Lori so she can talk. My internet's going really, really slow. We'll see what we can do. Still, hi, everyone. All right, let me get my notes back up. Sorry. So don't take anything personally. The first agreement suggests that we avoid treating others hurtfully. The second agreement provides us a way of dealing with potentially hurtful treatment from others. My internet is absolutely not wanting to work at all. Why? How does it get any better than this? So, the world in a unique way, the way others treat us says as much about them as it does about us. Do not take anything personally. To not take anything personally is to acknowledge the unique identities of other people. We respect objective realities, realizing that their views do not necessarily describe us accurately. I'm sorry if I go silent for a minute because I can't talk and do this technical stuff at the same time. Be done. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry I'm not talking. I'm trying to do like six things at once right now. So what have you made so vital about the connection that gossip creates in your world that keeps you from the truth of you? and everything that is, who destroyed and created all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what have you made so vital about hating the lunch later to make as the only way to make friends? So we use gossip sometimes as a way to make friends, and everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. All the judgments you have about gossip, will you destroy and uncreate them all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. All of the things you have been gossiped about you, will you return to sender and destroy and uncreate all the positional keypads you have set in place from what you have heard or not heard being said about you? And everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. I'm sorry, guys, there's a huge snowstorm going on here, which means my satellite internet doesn't want to work at all. Let's see if I can get this. I can't be on the phone and the internet at the same time in that way. Sorry. No, that won't work because that's the same internet. Let's see if a different browser will work. So all of the projections, expectations, decisions, conclusions, computations have you created about yourself and the gossip that has been said about you, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? And everything that brings up right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So, and then our next topic for today is jealousy. And jealousy is a distractor implant. I think the only way I'm going to get my internet to work is by going out and cleaning off the satellite, and that's not going to happen. What else is possible? So jealousy is a distractor implant. And distractor implants are things put into place to lock us up in our reality by whoever we're not really sure of. I'm so sorry, guys. Distractor implants remove your choice and make you non-functional. Distractor implants are always a lie. They put your attention on something you cannot handle. If you are functioning from a distractor implant, you can't ever get truth or clarity about what's going on. Distractor implants are everything that is designed to lock you into this reality. All distractor implants are designed to take you out of being you. I am going, just give me 1 second, guys. I'm going to try to get Lori on the line by having her log into the account. Give us a second, guys, to get everything straightened up again. I am so sorry. What else is possible? So that's what a distractor implant is, and that's from the Foundation Manual. And there are many distractor implants, like 20 of them, 24 maybe. Looks to be about 24. And love, sex, jealousy, and peace are something that all are, that take care of relationships. And those, jealousy is one of those. And jealousy is, what does it take for you to be jealous of someone? Is insecurity real, or does it mean you are unable to know the value of you? That's why jealousy is a distractor implant, because it is always designed to make you feel less about yourself. As the infinite being that you truly are, you would be joyous if your friend got $1 million, even if you didn't have it. You would say, okay, got it. What would it take for this to show up in my life? Someone doing jealousy would say, how come they got it? And I, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Technical difficulty still, not regular. What's it going to take for spring to come? I'm sick of snow. It's snowing here in northern Michigan. It's a nice, big, fluffy, white stuff coming out of the sky. not fun at all anymore. It's April. So everywhere you have let jealousy rule your life in any way, will you destroy and uncreate all of it? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shorts, boys and beyond. And all of the quantum particulates lying beneath the jealousy, will you release those and move on? And everything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shorts, boys and beyond. And what would it take for us to live a life without distractor implants, especially the distractor implant of jealousy, and everything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond, you're here.
Hello? How about this? Okay, but wait a minute. I need to get my headphones on.
Okay. All right, I can hear you. So, yay, we have Lori. And I've made it through all my notes already.
Can you hear that?
You're not. I can hear you, yep. And did you hear, I made it through all my notes already. We're 12 minutes in and we just got Lori. So yay, how does it get any better?
Okay, so you can hear me. I'm on through the computer. I've heard everything you've said. So.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry I couldn't get you on, literally. I can't get any of my websites to work right now.
Well, yeah. So, all right, if you guys, this is very strange. I think I'm going through the computer, but I hear you on the phone.
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh,
okay, well, then let's talk. Who cares? All right, just so you can hear. So that was the jealousy piece, that last bit, the clearing, everywhere where you've been implanted who you are. That's a great, that's something to play in that energy. Because jealousy kind of rears its ugly head in the most unexpected time. Have you ever noticed that?
It really does.
Yeah, it's got its own, it seems like it's its own living energy. And it's like it trots around looking for people. And when people least expect it, it rears its head. So I wonder where the source of that's from. Is it a distractor? Is it
They talk about sometimes there was a cult of Saint Jealous Divine, and that is talked about on the distractor implant call. Let me see. I don't have, besides that, I don't know. Like, they didn't really give us a story of what Saint Jealous, the cult of Saint Jealous Divine was, but. So all of these.
Well, let's just play in that energy. What does that mean to us? Does that resonate? The cult of Saint Jealous Divine. What does that conjure up for you?
I was once a member of it in some lifetime or another. So, and I know, like, I've been an incredibly jealous person most of my life, which is a trait of oldest children, because as you see your other siblings come into the world and take some of that attention that was yours, you get jealous. So everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Oh, yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And up until recently, I was one of those people who, like, if something good happened to you, like, now I'm kind of like, oh, yay, something good happened to you, and I'm everyone's cheerleader. But that's not always been the case.
Before you move into that, there was some more energy behind that being the firstborn and then requiring more energy from as your other children are born brings up a tug and a necessity to get more attention. So is that a construct of this reality? Meaning, did we create that? Ooh. All of that energy, all that construct, everywhere we set it up as, you know, after you have all your attention as the firstborn, then the second one comes, creates jealousy. Would we destroy and create all that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pot, all nine, church, boys, man. If you look at it from the angle of being an infinite being, a divine being, being enough, we come in with all the energy that's required we come in and then settle into this reality trying to figure out how to maneuver through stuff. So what if we could wipe the sheet clean of, I know we try to do that with our minds, but what if we could do that clearing the emotions and all the energy that's been, the quantum entanglements have been entangled in because of this unconscious, anti-conscious distractors of jealousy and everything that brings up. We just turn and create it all?
Yes.
Because what if been told the whole complete, that we have everything we require, and that these personalities, the 2-year-old, the 4-year-old, plop, or the newborn plops in and then starts trying to maneuver its way through the family structure? So all our family structures, all our family points of view, the biomimetic mimicry, and the mimicking of how people handled it, and that's what we learned. Would we be willing to step beyond that?
Yes.
And we can, that is, would we be able, ready and willing to start creating from beyond the family structure, beyond this reality?
Yeah.
Of jealousy, of have or have not. Oh, yeah, everything that is would be destroyed and said it all, please. Good, bad, right, wrong,
and that,
yeah.
And that brings up a process I was given on a private session recently, talking about family structures. Everywhere you have made family and friends the gods of your reality and you are unable to choose beyond family and friends, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And now, since this is the topic of the day, let's talk about gossip a little bit.
Okay.
So is gossip totally destructive? This is a question. Is gossip totally destructive?
It's the creation of destruction is what I just got.
Okay. It's the creation of destruction. It's like that choice.
It's not the creation of destruction. It's a creation.
A creation?
Yes.
Cool. So does it have another side to it? Can it also be a creation of, can it
well,
be
Well, definitely a way to create connection, but are they good connections or bad connections you create from, well, and then we're going into judgment there. So are they generative? Is it a generative creation? No, it's not a generative creation. It's a destructive creation, which is weird. Like that's such an oxymoron, but that's what's coming to me right now. So everything that just brought up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And it is a way to create connection, but when you create connections through gossip, are those generative connections in your life? What would it take for you to create generative connection?
Non-gossip. It does seem to, for myself, there's that part of me that needs to vent it. Like as soon as I let it go and discuss it, there's a space around it, and it gives a relief to myself. I don't want to get into judging myself after I talk about something. And, you know, if you talk about something, then sometimes I feel, then I turn around and judge myself about it. Truth? Yeah. So everything that is, I'm willing to destroy and uncreate it all. Bad, right, wrong, puck, puddle, and then towards the end. And everywhere where I have misapplied and misidentified the difference between gossip, judgment, and awareness. I'd like to.
Yeah.
And where I've glomped them all together, where I've glomped gossip, awareness, and judgment together. Oh, I'm willing to destroy and uncreate all that.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, right. Pod, online, church, boys, and beyond.
Cool. And everywhere you've misapplied and misidentified judgment, or not judgment, everywhere you've misidentified and misapplied gossip with venting, will you, venting as gossip, so let me say it all over again, I'm sorry.
That's it.
Everywhere you've misidentified and misapplied venting as gossip, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And really it's what happens at, like, if you go up to one person and say something like, you know, so-and-so just did this, and then, you know, because you're venting to someone you think is a friend, it's actually the chain that started beyond that, where they go and tell someone else, like, Lori just said that so-and-so did this to her, and then, you know, three steps down, you know, it's that awful game of telephone where, you know, you say one, you know, the game you played as a kid, you start out with one phrase, and then it goes through, like, 10 kids, and, you know, it's something completely different by the time it gets to the end of the game. And, I mean, and everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all. Right,
yeah.
Wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what value does that have in our lives? Does it have any value? Everything that is destroy and uncreate
it
all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Does it have any value, or is it the way we've just been entrained to deal with it? For me, it's been the way I've dealt with things. So
does
that work for me anymore? Trained.
Not me.
Or it's the way I've chosen. I do feel like all of a sudden this little persona, the little kid at the mere drop, I disappear, mere drop of a hat, I disappear and the little 4-year-old comes running out and gets concerned. So what else is possible behind that? What does it take to nurture, to be the energy, the space, and the consciousness of the being and the body, and that all those little fragmented pieces that are working to deal with and explain, experience this reality, transform, transmute. I'd like to ask all those fragmented pieces to relax, take a deep breath, and what could be created beyond those. And this is just an open-ended question to be curious. So how can life show up?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm reading clearing statements on my computer, so I think that's making me spacey as well as what we're talking about. So I have a little more to say on jealousy, and this is,
sure.
We talked a little bit about St. Jealous, the divine. So all of the oaths, vows, swearing, fealties, commilities, and commitments to St. Jealous, divine, will you destroy and uncreate all of those, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere you have dedicated your life to being St. Jealous, the divine, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And what contribution is distractor implant to your life, and what diminishment of your life is it? And is it contribution to the diminishment of what you really want to have? And everything that brings up destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock,
yes,
all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. So
and everywhere you're aware of other people's jealousy, and then you take it on and lock it into your body,
yeah,
would you like to destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds, or where you take it personally. Instead of, oh, that's an awareness. How can I use that to my advantage? Oh, or how can I, that's feedback.
Mm. Everything that is destroyed and created all, right and wrong, good and bad,
yep.
Pot and pock, all nine shirts, wood and young. Got about 3 minutes left. Lori is going to be having the wonderful Ann Maxwell in the Denver area for the rewrite, not the rewrite of, but the new foundation class that is being rewritten this weekend, I believe. And I've got a foundation coming to Michigan, the Ann Arbor area, the end of June. I'm also going to be facilitating a bars class the end of this month in the Cadillac, Michigan area.
Cool.
More details to come on our Facebook page. Also, Lori and I will be talking about doing a tour of consciousness here in Michigan the end of May, beginning of June time. We haven't set any dates yet, but we're going to be talking about that soon, and we'll be announcing all of it on our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/the carousel of consciousness. Lori can be found at www.living-in-magic.com, and I can be found at danielleclaudia.com.
Cool.
Anything else you have to add, Lori?
Thank you very much. Thanks for the contribution, Danielle. And we always create something new for ourselves, and we're stepping into, maybe we should put this out into the net more, and we will continue to strive to get this out into the world more, because I think some of our topics just nail it on the head, and I really appreciate us working together, Danielle. And
I do too.
We're going to jump right on this marketing stuff. We're on it.
Yes.
We're on it, really. Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.